Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Buff Nation, welcome into DMVR Buffs Prime Time. We are presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. Let's make it four in a row today, Dre. Four straight bangers.
Yep, that's right. We're going for a four-peat on this one.
We are.
We're going to show RK.
We will.
Yeah, we will show him.
And we'll show him tomorrow, too.
Damn straight. You've got another banger planned for tomorrow as well.
It's all right.
Okay.
No, that's pretty good.
Tune in to find out.
Well, I already said it. Neely will be back tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
So we get to hear directly from the man himself who's in the building. What's going on?
Sounds like some good insights.
We haven't even spoke to him since Coach Livingston's been hired.
There you go.
So we got tons of stuff there.
Yeah, what's the vibe?
Yep. We'll find out. Stay tuned.
Nice little vibe check episode. Love that for us.
But today, big recruiting day, actually. Three visits. There's a third one also, Dre. I'm going to surprise you with one. We'll talk about, you know, you were on here. We did position power rankings a few months ago.
Yeah.
We'll kind of dig back into a bit of that conversation. And then tons and tons and tons of EA College Football 25 news.
Oh.
Plus our dream programs. Are you a program or program guy?
It's a program.
Program.
Program? I'm not trying to like sell it as hard as RK is. RK's really like, he's just mumbling the the final half of that word.
Program.
Yeah. It's, you know, Nick Saban has a great program. I think it's program for me. What do you say? Program?
I think I'm a program. Not as pronounced, but kind of, you know.
Right.
Program.
You're saying the M.
Yes.
Program. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, chat. Let's get into it. Today, we found out he's coming back. Julian Juju Lewis is coming back to Boulder. He just visited on January 27th. Did the whole thing, pictures. Mm-hmm. He's coming back, though. March 22nd. Not for the spring game, but he's coming back next month. This is the second overall quarterback in the class.
Yeah.
6'1", 185 out of Carrollton High School in Carrollton, Georgia. USC hard commit since August. He's looking. And Colorado's not the only one. He's locked in visits to Bama, to Georgia, to Auburn, and he's going back to USC after all that.
Yeah, and I mean, USC had two top guys from last class sign as a freshman. So definitely far less of a clear path. That size concerns me a little bit. But anyways, that's exciting.
He's over 6 foot, though.
It's the 186 pounds, yeah.
High school freshman.
He'll grow into it.
Yeah, get him in Coach Mo's program, you know.
That's right.
But
must be electric, though. My God.
Well, he reclassified, too. Did you know this?
I did. Told me yesterday.
Yep. So he was a 2026 kid. reclassified to 25.
Yeah.
I mean, highly touted. Was 2023 Max Preps National Sophomore of the Year. Was a finalist for the Gatorade National Player of the Year. Went 11-2 as Carrollton reached Georgia's 7A quarterfinals.
Sure.
48 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
It's pretty good.
Peyton Manning type stuff.
Yeah. That's those are good numbers. And you see him as the second ranked quarterback in the class.
Behind Bryce Underwood.
Okay.
Yep. They've been gunning for these 25 kids, especially at quarterback.
That's why that was a great buy or sell yesterday.
Yes. They are trying to get a young kid in here, obviously.
Yeah.
Is this the heir apparent to Shedeur Sanders? Twice. He's coming back. Now, guys have done that before. Guys have committed to Colorado before in this class. Antoine Hill.
Antoine Hill, yes. It really comes down to him and Antoine Hill. Where do you feel that race stands? If you were able to place bets on this, and there were, you know, in a world where there's no ethical conundrums,
mm-hmm.
and you were able to place a bet on this, who would you bet on being the star signing of the 2025 class for Coach Prime and the Buffs? Would you bet Juju or Antoine Hill?
I'd bet on Juju right now.
You would.
I mean, and it's mostly because he's shown the interest. He's coming back a second time.
Yeah.
But Antoine Hill, since he decommitted, is kind of, he's looking elsewhere. There's like a Florida quote from him, or a quote from him about Florida yesterday.
Bad call. He's Billy Napier, it ain't happening.
Guys. Yeah.
It's
over.
Yeah, it's over. Shut it down. Shut it down.
But they were in on Bryce Underwood.
I remember this.
He came for the CSU game, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the top 5 or whatever before he announced he was going to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like there's a flip coming with Juju. Been committed, you know, since August. And let's be honest, USC is very different now compared to where they were 6 months ago, even when he committed.
You're right about that. You are right about that. Also, the reclassification,
mm-hmm.
I think, does that's not necessarily a pro USC approach to this. You know, USC did have some top guys from last year's class, as I mentioned.
Yeah. Zachariah Branch.
Mm-hmm. And the class prior. And I think Juju was kind of going to be, you know, give it a year and he'd be the next guy. They weren't necessarily expecting to have their next guy already in 2025 class.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe complicates, makes it a few too many bodies in the room. So I wonder how that could impact things as well. The other thing is, since I've been hopping on this pod and Coach Prime's been the coach, I make jokes from time to time that Coach Prime has a type. You know, I'll sometimes just guess randomly what the size of a new
that is true.
Prospect is, yes. And I'll be pretty spot on.
You've hit a few times.
They're usually in that 6 foot range, 5'11 to 6'1. They're usually from the southeast. They're usually in the 180 pounds.
And fast
and they
as hell.
Can run yes. like the wind.
Yes.
And that sounds a lot like Juju and a lot less like Antoine Hill, whose qualities maybe reside in other areas.
Right. No, it's a great point.
It's also far different from what the Shedeur profile is.
Yeah, it is. I remember we talked about Deuce Knight yesterday.
Yep, yep.
And he had a quote. I can't remember who he was talking to. It was On Three Arrivals. And he basically, he said the staff told him that he reminds them of Shedeur in terms of accuracy and ball placement.
Juju did, huh?
No, this was Deuce Knight.
Deuce Knight, right. That's interesting.
Yep.
And both those guys really athletic.
Mm-hmm.
I know Antoine Hill, like,
yeah,
especially at Beans. He's like 6'5", right?
Yes,
like,
yeah, he's
super
huge.
Athlete for a 6'5 kid. But yeah. Very interesting, Jake. Very interesting. And I find it interesting that you now feel like Juju's kind of becoming more of the favorite in the clubhouse. Of course, there's a flip that has to happen before that. But, you know, we're just gauging.
This is Colorado. This is Coach Prime.
Yeah.
We're in the flipping business.
Damn straight. Damn straight.
Yeah. So
flipping is what we do.
And can you just imagine the hype and the excitement that would be generated, not just in Buff Nation, but in the nation, if Coach Prime does this, not to a Cormani McClain or Jordan Seaton, but a quarterback, one of the best in the class.
Yeah. How important do you feel like it's having that quarterback for the 2025 class committed and kind of being one of those leaders for that recruiting group?
I mean, it's massive. You need it. Like top-tier programs, you need that.
Yeah.
You need a guy to help recruit amongst his peers and bring even more talent in to play alongside him. And
yeah, I mean, it's nice. It feels good. It's a good front-facing way to do it.
But for a team that hasn't even shown much investment in recruiting freshmen, I think getting a quarterback would really show not maybe not that you're changing your strategy, but literally kind of what we talked about yesterday, you know?
Well, you're setting a long-term foundation.
Yes.
I do think it sets that tone.
Yes, exactly.
Which is pretty damn important.
Exactly.
Easy from the outside to say, oh, well, this is a Shedeur Travis thing and the circus will move somewhere else once that's all over, you know?
Yep.
Also, I'm sorry. There was no top-end quarterback signed by USC in 24. I'm thinking of Malachi Nelson in 23, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a two-year buffer, but I really think they were hoping Juju Lewis, 2026, that's your three-year buffer, right?
Mm-hmm. Malachi Nelson's gone, too.
That's right. Huh? Well, and they were crazy on the transfer.
Yeah.
So maybe the reclassification doesn't matter as much for USC with all that's transpired in this offseason with quarterbacks and stuff. Yeah.
They're in a weird spot.
They're in a weird spot. He doesn't, without having, you know, done hours of like hard eval on Juju Lewis, doesn't sound like your typical Lincoln Riley quarterback.
How would you describe the typical Lincoln Riley quarterback?
Bit more size.
Mm-hmm.
Dual threat.
Yeah.
Throws on the run.
Yeah.
You know, smart, gets it out fast. I guess he's more of all the core, he's Kyler.
Yeah. RPO style quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Caleb and Jalen Hurts sound different than what Juju Lewis sounds like.
Right. Yeah. That's fair.
Anyways.
We do have a few other visits as well.
Yeah.
2025 cornerback Major Preston. No rankings, not on any site. None. Zero. But
got him.
6'1", 183 from IMG Academy. Place we've talked about a lot since Coach Prime has got to Boulder.
As one would expect. Give it to me. What are the other schools interested in him, Jake?
So, yeah, because we don't have rankings, we go to the offer list. And we've got Michigan, Texas, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Louisville, Indiana, and Colorado involved.
Oh, my.
This is going to be a player that is ranked at least top 300, it seems, judging by the offers.
Judging by the offers, the fact that he's at IMG's and above 6-foot corner, I mean, yeah, things check out to where this guy sounds quite promising.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like a true outside corner as well.
Yeah, 6'1", 185 already.
Yeah.
He is coming the week before the spring game.
Do you have a primary recruiter for him?
I do not.
Okay. I was just curious if maybe this was someone who, like with Livingston's hire, was an early Livingston move.
I mean, if it's IMG and it's a cornerback, just slap Deion Sanders on there as primary recruiter.
It's a good point.
Let's be honest.
It's a good point. Yeah, that's Sure carries a lot of weight having coach on your side there.
The date he's visiting, Dre, 420.
Whoa. Good or bad idea, given what... Though maybe 420 isn't what it used to be in Boulder, but man.
He's going to get the full experience.
It's a different day.
Yeah.
I kind of hope mama and auntie don't come on that one. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a boys' trip.
Yeah.
Might be a boys' trip, that 420. Wow. Okay. Okay. No Scozone saying a major four-star on Rivals.
So there you go. Last visit. Fahim Delane, 2025, five-star safety, the top safety in the class. 6'2.5", 195, out of Our Lady Good Counsel High School in Olney, Maryland. I'm pretty sure that's where Savion Wilkerson went, I think.
Okay. I believe it.
But one of the top safeties in the class, the top safety in the class, actually.
Yeah, at that size.
Mm-hmm. April 6th, unofficial visit, April 6th. So these guys are coming, but they're not coming for the spring game.
Yeah, they're kind of coming in a dead period altogether.
They'll get to see practices.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They'll be doing spring football, so they'll be able to, you know, see the coaches coach actual football.
Yeah.
And just kind of get more of a feel of what the program's actually like.
Fahim feels like a really big target right there.
He was just offered, I think, earlier in the week, too, or last week. Maybe this is a potential Livingston project.
There we go. There we go. That makes sense. Scheme checks out.
Yeah.
On that end.
So we'll see.
Okay. I like it.
And we'll leave you with that on recruiting.
Stay tuned for more.
Stay tuned for more. But it's time to chill, Dre.
Boy, is it ever.
With our good friends over at Coors Light.
Let's go.
Come down to the DMVR bar, have a Coors Light. Just walk down the road to the store, grab yourself some Coors Light for whatever you're watching back home.
Right.
Hanging with the boys or gals.
No doubt. No doubt. Chilling with, in fact.
Chilling with them. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. Literally, as the kids like to say, Jake.
Of course. Huge shout out to Coors Light.
Yeah, what a great sponsor.
Yeah, happy they've hopped on board here. Guys, get yourself some Coors Light. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DMVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And then also our wonderful friends at Circa Sportsbook.
Woo!
Counting down the days, Dre.
Yeah,
counting down the days.
You're just being asked upstairs, are you ready for another Circa trip? And you were like, yeah, I've got the
one?
This month. And then you were being asked about the next one. Yeah. We were getting questions in the chat yesterday about, will you be at this event in Vegas? And will you be at that event? Well, yes, sir, he will. All thanks to Circa.
Yeah.
And their terrific sports book and the amazing experience they give out there in Vegas.
We practically have a residency there.
Yeah.
All city.
Not bad.
At Circa Sportsbook.
Not bad.
But check them out. They're Vegas' first ever adults-only casino. Saves a bunch of time checking IDs.
What a move.
The world's largest sports book as well. It doesn't matter what sport's going on. Just go down there and hang out.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Stadium swim?
Stadium swim, of course. A little chilly out here today. It's got to be better in Vegas, right?
Dude, I know. Yeah, we told you the last 2 days, good weather.
Yeah.
This, even though it's still mid-40s, the cloud cover has ruined everything.
I walked outside today on my way to the office in a short sleeve tee. I saw my breath.
Yeah, not good.
It was not great.
Not good. Boy, Circa can't happen soon enough.
Exactly. Counting down the days. If you're headed out to Vegas for the Broncos, playing the Raiders or the Avs, playing the Knights, Pac-12 tournament or Mountain West tournament, book your stay with code DMVR20 for 20% off. Also, if you're in Colorado, download the Circa Sportsbook app. Bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Okay.
We talked about position power rankings a few, I can't even remember when we did this show.
A while ago.
I feel like we were out of season, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it was when RK went to Vegas and Circa for the Raiders game with the Broncos crew.
That's right. So NFL was out of season, basically New Year's.
Yes.
And we got into it.
We did.
Yeah. We talked some ball, as we're known to do from time to time.
Let's talk some ball then.
Let's do it.
The wide receivers and the cornerbacks on this team.
Yeah.
When you do positional power rankings and you look at the best players on this team, a lot of them fall in that position group.
Sure do.
And I guess the question is, which one's better at this point?
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of it hinges on Travis Hunter. But we've got incoming talent.
Dare I say all of it hinges on.
According to you, yeah.
He's the swing vote, man. He's the swing vote. Corners really give the wide receiver room a big time run for their money if Travis is permanently there.
Right.
Now, Travis is more permanent at corner than he is at wide receiver.
Yes.
Fair?
Yes.
So that does skew it. We had a move from corner to safety that we talked about
Carter
yesterday.
Stoutmeyer, yes.
Carter Stoutmeyer. So
he's out of the picture. Maybe in this conversation.
Yep. There's some Cormani development that we're very excited about. And then, of course, there's some big new additions that enrich this conversation.
Will Shepard, LaJonte Western, Preston Hodge, and DJ McKinney. So two on both sides.
Yeah.
Three grad transfers in there, too. Both wide receivers are grad transfers. Hodge is a grad transfer.
Right.
McKinney's a young kid. But I guess which group... Fast forward to the end of this season.
Yeah.
Look into your crystal ball.
Yes.
Which group performs best? Of course, the wide receivers have Shador. That's it's a big factor. But I think you can make an argument for the cornerbacks being just more top-end talent. With Cormani, with Travis, with Preston Hodge. You know, we had guys like Omarion Cooper last year. Did some good things at times.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you landing?
Yeah, I could see that. And then to circumvent your question real quick, dare I say that if cornerback were the better of the two units, that to me would signify the Buffs having the better season.
Explain.
Well, if the corners are really able to outplay the wide receivers, that means this Buffs defense is really humming and cooking with something. Wide receivers are always going to be pretty good, especially given their quarterback.
Right.
But if the corners could actually outplay them, I think that could have the makings of definitely a high-end, if not an elite defense in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, kind of gives you an identity on the defense that you don't necessarily have in a conference that will always be known as a pass-heavy conference. And that identity could kind of be scary.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was... That was the hope coming into last year.
Yeah.
But
it comes down to that high on talent, though, you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, Cormani's got to be ready. He's got to take a noticeable jump.
Yes. Yes. He needs to go from limited flashes and
exactly
not being ready off the field to basically being a high end starter in a Power Five conference.
And from what we've seen so far this offseason, he seems to be taking, not that he wasn't taking it seriously last year, but he's just more adjusted. He's more comfortable in his surroundings, in Boulder, with his teammates, with his coaches.
Yeah.
And
Cormani's saying as much. He feels more prepared. Yes. He's putting in more work. His body looks more developed, you know. Mm-hmm. So that is important in this. How much does Hodge up the level here?
I think pretty significantly. Liberty's not going to get the big, you know, buzz when you get a transfer from there that you would for whoever.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
But he was one of the better quarterbacks in G5.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he just gives you a true presence at nickel. We kind of talked about this on Monday when we talked about Coach Livingston and how... Lou Anarumo in Cincinnati loved using the nickel in a variety of ways.
Yes.
In the box, blitzing, I mean, dropping out of the box in coverage, all kinds of stuff.
Totally. Yeah, and I mean, I'm reading your piece, and I'm thinking immediately, oh, yeah, that's how they used Chidobe Awuzie, former great buff.
Yes.
You didn't even mention Chido in that film room because you were focused on, you know, Jesse Bates and other guys he used in there. So there'll be two or three different types of defensive backs that will fit that role in the nickel for sure. And that's where Hodge is key, definitely.
And I think Coach Livingston's a big, obviously, is a big wild card in this, but.
Yeah.
We know he can do work with the safeties, and we know he's obviously going to be a play caller and all this for the first time. But if you could see the whole defense take a step under him, especially after you had Charles Kelly here, who was National Recruiter of the Year, like he's been there, done that. Won natties, everything.
Right.
If you can take a step on what he built foundationally, then yeah, kind of what you said, this could be a weapon against Big 12 teams because they're going to air it out. There's great wide receivers in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can actually go toe for toe with them and truly take a battle to them,
yeah,
it's how you win games.
100%, especially when you then have Shadur on your side offensively. Okay.
Wide receiver side, though.
And then there's DJ in that mix, too.
Yeah, McKinney's a wild card, too, where, you know, was played, asked to play more last year as a redshirt freshman. It's just about continuing the trajectory, I think, for him. Can you expand upon your role? Can you maybe even push Cormani? If not, are you the guy when Travis isn't out there on defense?
Yeah.
Like, can you lock down that role?
Right. Because once you have three kind of legit outside corners like that, a guy you trust as a, you know, Swiss Army knife, covering the middle of the field a bit more.
Yep.
Now you're cooking with something, especially when then you have Miller in the mix, right? Or Cooper, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Cooper. On the wide receiver side, though, you have the top-end talent, right? You have again, it's kind of like cornerback. You have Travis, of course.
Yeah.
But Will Shepard, LaJonte Western are... They're proven. Proven college football players.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy Horn, I think we're still waiting for a little bit more from him.
Yes.
And we're waiting for a lot more from Omarion Miller. And the freshmen, of course, you know, Cordell Russell, Terrell Timmons. These are all guys who, if one of them pops, great. But if you get multiple, it's like, watch out.
100%. It's going to be about that proven talent. And can that proven talent not lose a step when they, you know, in a new spot? Because it doesn't always work that easily, right? These transfers don't always just take off.
Right.
I'm not talking about the buffs necessarily. That's just been a trend nationally.
It's for sure. I mean, the guy we talked a ton about last year, Zachary, what are we calling him?
No, Zachary. Only I would call him Zachary.
No.
His name's literally spelled like Zachary.
Bro.
Like people spell Zachary.
Hold on, bro. All last year, we called him Zachary. And then you come in here with this Zachary.
Zachary or Zachary Franklin is who we're talking about.
Anyways, he didn't do anything at Ole Miss.
He was
massive wide receiver transfer. Was trying to get him.
Yeah, yeah.
So to your point, yes. Also, I'll throw this out at wide receivers. Mm-hmm. There's the new coach. Two, new wide receivers coach. Bartoloni's coaching tight ends this year.
Yeah.
You have a little bit more continuity, I think, defensively with Coach Mathis, and you kind of just know who your starters are. But wide receiver room, I think if you match them up against the cornerbacks, you can say this one's more talented for sure, especially when you look at the freshmen and all the transfers coming in. But we just don't know a lot more with the wide receivers as opposed to the cornerbacks, I feel.
I think if we go line for line, the wide receivers went out pretty easily, right?
I think so. Definitely.
Especially forget Travis eliminate, or maybe Travis gives a 25%.
He cancels himself out.
Yeah, he cancels himself out. Or maybe even say gives 25% edge to the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Shepard versus Cormani. Shepard's more proven, you know. I mean, I'm not trying.
Right.
We're not trying to discredit or shit on anyone here, right?
No,
just trying to like elevate who we feel better about. LaJonte, Hodges.
Yeah,
maybe a tie, maybe a slight edge Hodge, but they feel very similar.
And then I feel
Miller,
like you could say
Cooper.
I was going to say Cooper with
DJ?
Jimmy Horn.
Oh.
Whereas, you know, guys
DJ
who,
with Jimmy, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Cooper Miller.
Cooper's an older guy, though. That's kind of why
okay.
I went with Jimmy.
Okay. That's a good point.
Where, like, you know those guys have the talent, but you just, you're always wanting, or from last year at least, you're wanting more. Like, you definitely saw the flash at CSU for Jimmy, for Miller, or for Cooper. You know, he had some plays against USC. He was mm-hmm. good early in the season, mm-hmm. too, against TCU.
And then Omarion had the big game against USC.
Broke obviously. Out against USC, yeah. But that was it. That's all we got from him.
No, I mean, line for line, it actually is a bit more, maybe more so than it coming down to Travis. It comes down to Cormani versus Jimmy in a lot of ways.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like if either of those guys can reach even something resembling their full potential as we see it,
mm-hmm.
then you're on to something.
And then also with corner, something we talked about, I believe, on Monday with the roster update was the guys from last year, Adam Hopkins and, Isaiah Harge.
There you go. There you go.
Both becoming cornerbacks. So there's young talent there. And then Cam Mikel's a
that
complete
plays
wild
out
card
to the
too.
Depth. Yeah.
He's going to start at wide receiver, but he played both ways in college. He kind of came to Colorado because he was pitched like you could do it here. Travis does it here. Why can't you?
And the way he flies like that fits. I could see him as just an all-world deep safety.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a wide receiver, offensive playmaker. Like there's a million ways you could utilize him. He's big. I mean, yeah. And then even Miller. I mean,
mm-hmm.
What side of the ball does he end up settling in on is going to be big. Is there another position that could maybe contend with those two as the top spot on the roster come the end of the season?
I mean, offensive line, we just don't know.
Yep.
I like what we did there, but we just don't know.
On paper, there's some promise. Safety.
Safeties for sure. Yes. And then a wild card, I think, is running back.
Running back. The high-end talent's there. The high-end talent's there.
Yep.
I mean, if you believe in, you know, Hodges, LeJonte, Will Shepard, there's no reason you shouldn't have the same belief in Alto.
Yes, exactly.
None.
Exactly.
So,
So who's going to have the better year? Let's put a bow on this. Who's going to be the most defining, or how do I phrase this? Who'll be more defining in Colorado season, the wide receivers or the cornerbacks?
I think it's the wide receivers, but I think the corners have bigger room to grow, and I think the corners have the opportunity to be more defining, if you will. Okay. There's my cop-out answer for you.
Fair enough.
I've started answering questions like athletes answer, presser questions.
Like
it's
a
bad.
Politician?
Yeah, yeah, it's not good, man. Not good. What do you say? What you putting your stamp on?
I'm going to go with the wide receivers. And I think it's because you're getting Draylen Miller, Cam Mikel there early. And then you also have two guys coming in as grads in Will Shepard, who you look at him and you go, this is Zay. This is your Zay replacement, step for step.
Upgrade even.
You think he's better than Zay?
I'm not trying to put anyone down. I'm just...
No.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I mean, the stuff I see from Will Shepard at Vandy.
He made some pretty spectacular catches.
Yeah.
I'll go wide receivers then. But it's like a storyline that we're going to have.
It is.
Like an underlying storyline of this season. And it was last year, too. And we saw it play out because Travis got hurt. And we hope to God that doesn't happen again.
No,
but
that really can't happen again.
It's really what kind of defined that run was Travis being out, and can these other players at these position groups step up?
Right, right.
Mm.
It's going to be
something
fun
to chew
pay attention
on there.
To, yes.
All right, let's have some fun.
Please. Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
This is going to be a good one.
I'm excited for a draft.
But first, Dre, shout out to our new friends over at Premier Members Credit Union.
Let's go. Yes.
I mean, Premier Members Credit Union, credit unions are just better. They're not going to try and gouge you. Like,
yep.
They're there to, you know, help protect your money, help grow your money.
Yeah.
That's what they do at Premier Members Credit Union. An amazing deal they have also, by the way. When you become a new member at PMCU, you'll get $200. You just have to open a checking account and sign up for e-statements. It's that easy.
Yeah.
This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more. Again, becomepremier.com to find out more.
Yeah, lots of great offers and advantages that they have over there, and they're abbreviated PMCU. So CU's in the name.
There you go.
Yeah.
Natural fit.
Dude.
And then a little shout out to us. We got a few things coming or going on here at the bar. If you're in town, stop by tomorrow. Crazy day here at the bar tomorrow. Two watch parties. We have the American Raptors coming in at 12:30.
Good times at the bar when the American Raptors are here.
They blew it up last Friday.
Yeah.
And then if you stick around after that, we're having a Breck Brew / Nuggets watch party. Who the Nuggets play? I don't have that in front of me, but
tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's the Blazers. So Chauncey. Oh,
there you go.
Chauncey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back-to-back nights. Tonight we have Jokic trying to go for the triple-double. A little history. Final team he hasn't had a triple-double against is the Wizards. Can do it tonight, and then Blazers tomorrow. Going to be a great time.
Breck will also have some specials and a jersey and ticket giveaways tomorrow night. Follow us on all socials at DNVR_sports or go to thednvr.com/events to check out our calendar. Plenty of stuff coming through there.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
All right. Let's get to it.
Give it to me.
Been waiting for this all day.
Yes.
This is the news of the day in my book. Brandon Marcel of 247 Sports published everything we need to know about EA Sports College Football 25.
This is actually pretty exciting.
Definitely. We're starting to, it's a slow build with this thing. Been a lot of hype.
Boy, they've milked the shit out of it.
They have. But the good news is coming.
Let's hope. Give it to me, Jake. Give it to me.
So today, EA Sports, alongside their NIL partner, One Team Partners, have launched the biggest NIL campaign ever. They have sent out notices to 11,000 players to sign on the dotted line.
Wow.
To be in the game. It includes at least $600 and a copy of the game. That's what you get.
It's not bad. Hey, could be worse, yeah?
It could be worse.
Could be worse. You could just be number five like the olden days.
Wide receiver number five.
Nothing. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Okay. I'm about it.
Next, we're getting some production value in this thing.
Give it to me.
Kirk Herbstreit, Chris Fowler, confirmed to be in the game, assumedly as your play-by-play and color announcers.
Yeah, you would hope so.
But
that's a callback because they were doing the old one, right? I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure
it's
that's
been
Fowler
so long,
and Herbstreit.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I was in college when I was playing it last. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the deal back then.
Also, David Pollack, Jesse Palmer, and Kevin Connors. This sounds like we're building up. Do you remember playing NFL 2K5? The one with T.O. on the cover where you could like play first person? Did you play that one at all?
Oh, I remember the look that had and the first person play, yeah.
So they had like at halftime, it'd cut away and it'd be Chris Berman in the studio doing like highlight shows and stuff. I feel like we might be getting something like that.
Wow, you think so? Pollack is just the non...
Pollack doesn't move me. But Kevin Connors is the in-studio. He literally, that's his job on Saturdays. Let's cut away to Kevin Connors here. What's going on at the Swamp in Florida, Kevin?
Yeah, that could be pretty sick. You're right about that. That could be pretty sick.
Cover art to come out in May. So we still have a few months. Shador yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Uh-uh.
He tweeted out, at EA Sports College, you know the right thing to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. But if the cover art's set up for me, I wonder if they're moving on that already.
We'll see.
I wonder what they'll go with.
The game is going to be made in the same engine that Madden is made in. But they have said, like when it existed before,
yep,
there are going to be, you know, little changes. It's not going to be the exact game. It's not going to be a carbon copy, basically. That's what we're being told.
It has to be. There have to be changes. It cannot be like Madden. I can see how functionality-wise you would want to use the same engine, but that's encouraging.
Yes.
They really need to work hard on that. I hope they're hearing the fans out on that.
To go along with that, one of the best things about those old games was the variety in the playbooks.
Yes.
And how teams had identities. They had styles.
Yeah.
That's coming back.
Thank God. That's going to be amazing.
No coaches. So if you were hoping to see Coach Prime, you know, do the walk with Shador for your pregame, you know, as you're
on
doing your Buffs Dynasty.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. It'll be a generic looking guy with probably the generic name or something. I don't know. Bob Brown.
It'll be your character.
Yeah. Or that, too.
You'll be creating the character in Dynasty mode.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Schools have provided thousands of assets for the game. This has already kind of been talked about, but it's going to look... They're doing it right, it seems.
Yeah.
A game at Michigan is going to look different from a game at Florida, which is going to look different from CU, which is going to look different from CSU.
Right.
They're all going to be different.
Yeah. Beautiful. You mentioned how many teams will be in it?
Every FBS team. All 133, 134, whatever number we're at these days, they're all in.
That's big time right there.
They all announced it today on Twitter. The EA Sports College Football account announced it on Twitter.
Right, right.
So all good things.
Feeling good about this, Jake.
Dynasty mode confirmed to return. Road to Glory confirmed to return.
Very nice.
They're doing the College Football Ultimate Team, which I have mixed feelings about personally. But we've got momentum.
Feels like we're on the right track here. I love it.
So with all that being said,
let's do it.
Everyone loves to play Dynasty mode.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I can't remember if this used to be in the games. Did you used to be able to make your own program?
I really can't remember.
I feel like I vaguely remember that in the older ones, like 06, 08.
That was an option?
I think so.
Oh, geez. That's pretty cool.
So let's make our own programs.
Let's do it. Ground rules?
Ground rules. Ralphie's great. Coach Prime's great. Folsom Field's great. We love these things. We're not going to just...
Boulder,
all that stuff. We're limiting ourselves to one CU thing per side.
We're each allowed one buff thing in this draft, and that's it.
Just one.
Yep.
You ready, Alyssa?
Alyssa's firing it up.
So location's the first one.
Okay.
Lots of great college towns out there.
Snake draft here?
Do you want to do snake draft or do you just want to do someone? Or I guess
That's fine. Okay. Alternating picks.
Yeah, alternating picks.
Wow, classic. Just old school gentleman here, alternating picks. Love it. You don't see that every day. What would be your ideal location to start your perfect program in? Is this where you burn Boulder right off the bat?
Now remember, think about it.
Recruiting territory, kind of an important part in all this.
That is true. I do need to be in like a hotbed area.
Yeah, we are building this for, right, Jake? For the game.
For the game.
It's in the game. Okay. You got one ready?
I do have one ready.
You got a draft board prepped here?
Kind of.
Okay, give it to me.
I think I'm going to go College Station.
Whoa. What?
That's a true college town. It's in the middle of Texas.
No, I'm aware.
Why do I get that reaction?
Whoa. Okay. No, that's, hey, tweets their own, I guess.
What are you going with then?
I'm going with Southern California, SoCal, LA, tons of talent. I own the coast. I own the football market. It's frankly where I'd like to live if I'm not living in Colorado.
Fair. But you're not in Texas or Florida.
Right.
The two hottest recruiting states.
Yeah, or Georgia or the Southeast.
I'm there.
California's produced some pretty only the best quarterbacks.
That's true. No, you're
every single year.
Fair.
We'll recruit Modern Day and oh geez. What's the other the two rivals? Modern Day and
Don't worry.
We'll get it.
St. John Bosco.
So there you go. SoCal. Yeah.
Okay. Stadium. Are you going to burn Folsom here?
Oh, man.
Are you going to take your CU pick?
And I have the first pick on this one.
Yeah.
Ugh. So Folsom would be really cool, but I want something bigger. Am I a dick if I take the big house?
No.
I just like places, you know, I just want a big stadium.
Yeah.
I want it massive.
Doesn't get bigger than the big house.
No, it doesn't. In like all football. So yeah, I would go with the big house. Look at Alyssa knows ball so good. You say the big house, boom, boom,
she
boom.
Just
Michigan's
knows.
Being typed up.
She just knows.
Ball yeah. knower.
She does know.
Yep.
So yeah, big house.
Oh,
let's
man.
Go crazy. Rose Bowl was also in consideration, but that's just a vibe. The Rose Bowl actually
exactly,
sucks, as
yeah.
you've told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Yikes. Big yikes.
I mean, you can't do SoCal and the Rose Bowl, bro.
Right.
You can't
yeah,
do that.
Total. No, you're right. Great call by you. Great call.
I'm going to go with the Swamp.
Swamp's a good one.
Give me the Swamp.
You know.
Do you know that one, Alyssa?
LSU wouldn't have been a bad one either.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is Clemson also Tiger Stadium?
Yes.
I don't know. Tennessee would be a good one, too.
Yeah.
Wait,
I forget. Florida or Florida State?
The
Florida. Shoe.
Nah. Well, I'm just saying, they'd be big, right?
I would consider...
Penn State plays in a massive stadium. Cal Field is huge.
I would consider Autzen... But we are not on speaking terms with Oregon right now.
I know. It's really hard for me to separate stadium from then weather in that stadium. Like, if Autzen was in SoCal, that's a vibe. But, like, if Autzen's still rainy and shitty like it is now, no thank you. Tough to do. Okay.
Uniform.
You get your first choice on uniforms.
Oh, man.
This could be... Great, want to burn the buffs on.
I know, but I've got coach and mascot ahead there, you know?
Oh, I know, Jake. Not my first draft, buddy boy.
Okay. Uniforms. Again, I would consider Oregon, but we're not on speaking terms with them. We're fighting.
That's a cop-out. That's like saying... What's it's like when I ask my daughter what her favorite color is and she says rainbow. Like that's I'm sorry. Also, Lucia doesn't do that. Little boys who my friends have fathered say that.
Man. Uniforms.
She loves pink and purple. Yeah, uniforms. This is tough. I'm not.
This is a tough one, yeah.
Not a big uniform guy.
No?
No, I don't care.
I'm more thinking about the helmet, though. What do I want my helmet to look like?
I know. Helmet is a vibe. That's a big one, frankly. That's a big one.
And I kind of like the traditional Bama ones. Just the numbers on the side.
Jeez.
But... Oh, man. I'm thinking Texas, too. The burnt orange...
Horns down.
But it's horns
say.
Down
horns
always.
Down.
Let me take. Oh, and I'm thinking about my CU pick, but man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Give me Penn State so I can have wideouts.
It's a good one. And that's a classic helmet as well.
Yes.
Just a nice little stripe down the middle. Give me Florida State. Not sure if you're on
solid.
Speaking terms with FSU.
We
can troll, though, right? Can be a troll pick.
Where are we at with FSU right now?
There you go. Tell us. Yeah, tell us.
Let us know.
Helmets are a vibe. The more black they add, the more I'm in. I mean, yeah. They're literally like iconic jerseys made iconic by one.
What is it? Garnet and gold?
Yeah.
Is that what they are?
There you go. By one. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy, Deion Primetime Sanders.
Doesn't ring a bell.
So, you know, yeah. Had you taken FSU, I would have taken the Buffs on this one.
Okay.
My pick, Coach, I'm taking Coach Prime. Thank you very much. That it's the vibiest of all vibe coaches. I'm in SoCal with the big house. He knows what to do.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough one right there.
Yeah. Yeah, fun with Lincoln Riley and Kirby and whatever other boring ass guy you can pick. Harbaugh? You going to Harbaugh? That'd actually be a kink pick right there.
Does that count? He's not even in college anymore.
Until he coaches back in the pros, I'll allow it.
Well, then I'll pick Nick Saban then. What do you mean?
He's not coaching in the pros. He's retired.
I know, but they're not in college football. I feel like this is against the spirit.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, it's tough. Not the game we used to know, Jake.
I'm taking Lane Kiffin.
Lane Train.
Wow. Lane Train.
Hey, with that College Station dirty money, he'll be able to do some good things. No doubt about it. No doubt.
Yes. Perfect. And then mascot.
Shoot.
Ralphie.
Damn it.
You have to get a live mascot, and I get the best
one. Yeah, yeah. Live mascot for sure. Not taking like some dancing tree with patches on it like what they have at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
That thing looks insane.
Yeah. It's got no arms. When you played the mascot showdown thing in NCAA, it was like the ball was just floating next to it.
Okay. Controversial for like animal rights purposes. And maybe I can't remember if they've done away with this, but I'd love a live tiger like they have at LSU. Again, yeah. That's a vibe.
It is.
Like, my vibes are off the chains.
What about Bevo?
Big Texas guy. Horns down, Jake. What do you not understand about horns down? No, Bevo has no interest to me.
I'm just throwing out options, bro.
What
about War Eagle? Don't they have, like, a falcon at Auburn or something?
That one's cool. Why don't the Gators have a live gator? That's a
an
vibe.
Actual swamp.
I feel like you can manage a gator. You can run on the field real quick. He's fine. Yeah. If not a live tiger, then what?
I'm trying to see what other live mascots are there. Imagine if Bama had an elephant.
Be sick.
That'd be wild.
Yeah, that literally, as the kids say.
Mike, you already picked FSU, but I don't know his name. The renegade guy on the horse, you know, throw the spear into midfield, whatever.
He's a live mascot and a human being. Yeah, no, I feel you.
Boomer Sooner?
Whoa. Greatest college game day sign ever. Was in a Red River rivalry, and it has Boomer Sooner on it, and it says, even your mascot is a bandwagon. So that's all I have to say about Boomer Sooner on that one.
What about, like, Washington or A&M? They just have a dog.
Ugga? I'd be in on Ugga.
Or Ugga?
Ugga's a vibe. Ugga's a vibe, but not like Mike the Tiger.
Right.
Mike the Tiger, much greater vibe.
I'm learning Arkansas has an actual hog called Tusk.
That actually sounds really cool.
Smoky at Tennessee, too.
Okay, now this.
I'm just throwing out options.
Maybe more creative, but also more controversial. What if I picked, like, a live human to use as a mascot?
like the Notre Dame leprechaun?
Right. Or, like, what if Dan Lanning was my mascot, but I made him live like Mike the Tiger lives? Right? Who's just prodded him in a cage when it's like game. Like, come on, Dan.
Oh, man.
Maybe he'd help on recruit. You know, he's a good recruiter. He might be more help as a recruiter than Mike the Tiger would on visits, you know?
True.
Like, oh, shit. Leave him stuck in the damn landing cage for 10 minutes. Dan's going to go to work. So there's a kind of an creative solution for you. Okay.
That was great.
That was good.
Good draft. Right. I'd say I won, yeah?
No, I won. I got Ralphie.
Oh, well, Coach
I know
Prime.
How this works, bro.
Coach Prime's going to ride Mike the Tiger onto the field in the big house in L.A. Like, I don't think you even understand.
The last draft we did, I lost because I picked new CU things, so.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. My guys
I
got in
crushed
out of politics,
for that, by the
yeah.
way.
As you should have. What are you, new
my
here?
My thing was, like, you know, I'm not getting into it.
There
bro.
You
I'm
go.
Not getting
there
into
you
it.
Go.
I'm not getting into it.
Yep. Don't defend your bad takes. Just move
they
on.
They weren't
you know?
Bad takes.
Fair. Fair.
But if you have a bad floor in your home or business and you need a new one, you know who to call. Our friends over at Empire Today.
Let's go.
The best place to get new flooring.
Yes.
You can shop from home with their virtual floor designer. Try out a variety of options. Their philosophy is to help you find what you need, not overwhelm you with thousands of choices and substitutions. They specialize in flooring. They're not going to, you know, try and sell you some side package of whatever else you need for your
right,
home.
Right, right.
They're here to help you find flooring, and they're the best at it. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive a $350 off discount when they use the promo code DMVR. Restrictions apply. See empiretoday.com/DMVR for details.
Nicely done.
Okay, Wayne, I was going to pick Austin, but Justin picked Austin when they did this on the Ram show. I don't want to take my guy's picks. I'm building my own program.
You think there's crossover?
No, I'm building my own program. He built his, I'm building mine.
Could have gone Dallas, Houston.
What has SMU done?
Houston metro areas produces lots of talent.
I want a
Alfred
college
Williams,
town.
Ever heard of him?
I want a college town.
I'm big on cities. I want my college in a city or in pretty near proximity to a city. Love me Washington and Seattle. Love USC and UCLA in LA. You know, Boulder right next to Denver, you know.
But if you're in a college town, it's just, it's different.
It's a vibe.
Yes.
It's a vibe. Yeah. Athens, I hear amazing.
Like
things.
When I'm walking around my program, I want to walk around my little college town, you know. Everyone's like, hey, coach, how's it doing?
Right, right. That is a vibe. That is a vibe, no doubt.
As opposed
about
to
that.
Just walking down the street. Can I get a picture real quick, please?
Right, right. Yeah, me and SoCal.
Yeah.
Paparazzi all over
exactly.
the place. Like, please leave me alone. Leave Coach Prime alone. Come on. Give him a break. That was a one read ad break?
Oh, it wasn't. Sorry. Shout out FOCO.
All right. We're doing it, baby.
What can you tell us about FOCO, Dre?
FOCO. Wow, 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 wow. So many great things at FOCO. You use our code DMVR10, you get 10% off. On our set, you can see amazing bobbleheads, all sorts of FOCO-inspired stuff. They've got hats. They've got all sorts of crazy gear.
Overalls?
The overalls that have gone viral. Mm-hmm. You can find those. Christmas ornaments. They've got it all. You want to do up your man cave. You want to tailgate or find the perfect gift. You want something to give your car a little more swag. FOCO's got you covered.
They have our back for Colorado Sports, and they have yours too. Get the best gear around by using the link in our description. For all non-presale items, use the promo code DMVR10 for 10% off.
Boom.
Also, I picked Penn State because I said I wanted whiteouts, man. I want a traditional helmet, and whiteout is like the best scene in college football. We're in the swamp in a whiteout, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, yeah. We're impressed.
Good luck winning in my home stadium.
I mean, I don't think Penn State's won a whiteout game in like 5 years, so I think we'll be
we're
all right.
We're not Penn State, bro.
I'm just saying, if you think the whiteout's swinging things, the program you've adopted the whiteouts from begs to differ.
Whatever, man.
We should have picked conference, too.
What conference did you pick?
I don't know. I guess I'd be a basic B and go with the SEC. I don't know, man.
SEC all the way on the West Coast.
That's right.
We're like, joining the Big Ten
yeah,
and the
no one's
going to
recruit
then, baby.
SoCal like us.
We're
the
joining
SEC.
The Big Ten in Texas.
I mean, why not?
Let's buzz through these. See, Mitch, when do single season tickets go on sale? I do not know yet. We will let you know.
Wow.
We will get an announcement, a release.
You weren't kidding when you said, let's run through these. That was a quick answer right there.
We got another show to get to.
Oh,
by the way, DMVR Draft Pod coming on up after this.
Banger. 2020, did so much research on this one.
2024 NFL Draft QB class.
Yes. Big Teasy, our guy.
Big Teasy. I'll handle this super sticker, Dre. I got it. Sheba Dog, writing with a brush, writing number one on a piece of paper.
These are actually appearing? Like, these visuals are showing up?
If you pull up YouTube right now, I don't know when he super chatted that, but that shows up in the chat when he does it.
Okay, I'm going to go check this out.
Right? You see the chat? That's how it looks, right?
I don't usually see them, though, because I'm not on the
page,
but...
Incredible.
I've watched other YouTube streams, and I've seen them.
Yeah.
Cut C2K. Would Prime even want a freshman quarterback? Why wouldn't he want a freshman quarterback? Could just use the portal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've seen freshmen light it up before.
Yeah, also, like, I don't know, guys. Think of all the top quarterbacks in college football. Yeah, there are definitely a lot of transfers and have been more recently. Burrow's a good example. And, you know, I mean, all the guys Lincoln Riley's been able to get and win Heismans with. But really, the superstar quarterbacks in college football, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, they're top guys, five-star guys that find their blue-chip program, and by like halfway through year one, they're starting, and they have a long 2 to 3 year career. They build that legacy, and yeah, they're fairly successful from year one, but they progress slowly but surely, and by year two, you're talking Heisman already, you know?
Like, Johnny Manziel.
Sure, Johnny Football, yeah. Yeah, maybe not the model I would follow most, but
he won a Heisman
great college
as a
football
freshman.
Player. Yeah, yeah. Beat Bama.
He did do that.
Beat Bama.
A few times.
I think just once.
Was it just once?
Well, doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Big Teasy again. T-shirt ideas. Go buff yourself. Send that to Eric.
I love that. Our artist, very talented, not into low-hanging fruit puns as much as we may be, though. Just something to consider.
This would make sense because, RK works here. We would have plenty of pun shirts if he was in charge of that.
We'd have bit merch, only bit merch.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a great bitsman, that one.
Denver Monkey. Curious, Dre. Dre mentioned it yesterday, but why do we need a 1 minute intro?
Dude, this might be a separate video, like an oral history of why the Buffs is the only show at DMVR that has to have the OG 1 minute intro.
I don't even want to talk about
this.
As an
impartial observer, it sounds like you guys in the chat complained enough when we switched to our 30 second intro that we just were like, screw it, give them the minute intro and make them happy. And that's why you guys get it.
Yeah, we made an intro with Coach Prime and everything, and they didn't want it.
Could be a Twitch stream, and it's like a 12-minute intro, and we're wearing, like, pasties or something for some engagement.
Right.
So, like, just be thankful that ain't it, you know? Could be worse. he doesn't know what to say to that one.
I don't. This is one of my least favorite topics that I see every now and then.
I love that.
I just don't see it as a big deal. And people complain about it in the comments. It's like, you know, you can skip it after it's live, right? You just drag the little red bar.
It's really easy.
We have Alyssa timestamps the show. There's a thing every day that says intro at 1 minute.
I like to do three clicks on my touch screen to the right.
Yes.
That's a 20 second fast forward. Three clicks gets you there.
Wouldn't it be 10 seconds per click?
God damn it, Jake.
I feel like we haven't had anyone complain about the intro in a while.
That's a good point, Tiff.
See, Zion says the intro's fire.
No, the intro is fire. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we were just like, hey, let's... It wasn't a bit. We made that as a good product, for sure. Yeah.
Two favorite uncles. Who do you guys think will be the player that will shock us and hop in the portal after the spring game? Oh, man. I can't answer this question. You answer this question.
That's a sad question.
I know.
The quarterback who played good against Utah.
Stout.
Him.
Mm.
Honestly, I could see more of like Kenomario Miller or something like that.
See, I'm not saying that.
Right.
That wasn't me.
Right. That'd make people sad.
I don't know. I mean, you look at the wide receiver room, how crowded that's become.
Yeah, this is a sad question. The spicier my answer, the sadder
I know,
it
that's
is.
What I'm saying. I don't want to answer this question.
Okay, yeah. No, that's enough. Boom. There you go.
Good try, though, Carol. Nice question. Robert says, leave our intro alone. We ain't touching the intro.
Oh, yeah, we're not.
We're not. Oh, no. Trust me. We learned our lesson there.
Yep.
Swiftly.
Yep, no doubt.
All right, we're going to move around the set. We're going to talk NFL draft. If you guys want to come hang
out.
It's
going to be amazing.
It'll be, what time are we live? 3?
Can we That's make right. That's right.
Sometime soon.
That's the next, 7 minutes from now, yeah.
The next notification you get from this channel will be that.
It'll be great. It'll be great. We look forward to it. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah, Neely will be back tomorrow. RK back on Monday, so you can stop asking in the comments.
Incredible. Well, great. Thanks for making me feel good.
No, you did great. Great performance this week, Dre, by the way. I really enjoyed all four of these shows.
I salute you
Give
all.
Give him a round of applause.
It's been a pleasure and a joy. A highlight of my life, really.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We'll have to go 3-man very soon, by the way.
We have to. We got to get to doing that. No doubt.
Definitely.
No doubt. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Okay. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with Neely. Let's go Buffs. We all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.